You're listening to the Staffing at Tiffany's Experience, behind the scenes of household staff.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Staffing at Tiffany's Experience. I am your host, Tiffany Kinder, president and founder of Staffing at Tiffany's, joined by my co-host, director of placement, Andrea Brudig. Today, we're going to talk about some really cool topics on the evolution of household staffing and really what's going on and the trends and what we are seeing in the agency as far as what clients are requesting and what we're seeing on candidate resumes, just really unique, customized duties and tasks. This has come up a lot lately, and I thought, you know, it'd probably be good to do a podcast on this and just kind of discuss the different things that we're seeing. Really, the traditional roles like the housekeeper or the chef, those are more the traditional, but of course we still have these roles, but we're seeing more, I guess you could say, like individualized personal requests on all the different roles that we're placing. It is also due to a lot of technology that we have and the smart homes, just all the different modern day luxuries that we have to do tasks more efficiently. So I wanted to kind of start off by giving some examples of what some clients are asking for and how these roles have shifted. What me and Andrea were talking about was, you know, we have these roles like family assistant. Years ago, they were always called like a household manager. As things evolve, it can be called a family assistant. We see clients that really, I mean, Amazon is such a huge topic. When we have a client contact us, they'll say, I really need the assistant to be able to go through Amazon packages and returns. And we have so many packages and we do so much online shopping that we need them to be responsible to go through all the packages, do all the returns. And we also see a ton of requests for the online grocery shopping, and they must know how to do the click lists and all of that. And, you know, they're looking for that experience. So they don't want to train somebody in that. They want candidates that have the experience already. So
I think what comes to mind with the online ordering, the Amazon, in addition to unpacking these boxes and organizing these items, and of course, anything that's going to be set aside for returns, there's also the task of breaking down boxes,
right?
Getting these boxes out to the recycle bins. And that isn't always pushed off to a housekeeper. Or sometimes if an assistant is doing this, then they just take that a little bit further. And I know that it's demand, including like you talked about some of the Instacart and the grocery delivery that happens and going through that whole organization. Then you're in the kitchen. Now you're putting away these Instacart items if they are kitchen related. Now you're into the pantries and you're into the refrigerator. And now your organizational skill set that we know you have because we talked about that in great depth and saw that on your resume. Now you get to organize. It's a domino effect just from unpacking an Amazon box.
Oh, yeah. In creating personalized household organization systems based on the client's lifestyle habits or creating event themes or all of these unique tastes and styles that clients have, they are looking for a candidate that can bring that to the table. So not only are we matching basic skill sets, but we're also matching like personality. We're seeing where clients are saying that we're really looking for a candidate that can bring X, Y, and Z to the table. And again, we're kind of talking broad here because we do place so many different roles. I'm kind of focusing right now on more of that house manager or that family assistant, where there's just this array of different tasks being asked and very personalized based on the uniqueness of the client. We had recently a client that had a horse ranch and they needed more of like a personal assistant on the ranch to help with many different tasks, but they wanted somebody that loved horses. Mm-hmm. That had to be part of the job description. So it's very unique, and we have so many different markets that we work with. It's really It's fun. Wouldn't you say it's fun?
It is. And the horse scenario reminds me of how so many of our clients have pets and their homes are pet friendly. And anytime that there are dogs involved, they're almost no longer referred to as our dogs. It's our fur babies, and they're very much a part of the family. And it's very important that we find candidates that are animal lovers or dog lovers, or in many cases, our candidates even have the same breed of dogs at their home that they do at our clients' homes. And then that just opens up a whole niche of common ground. I think in addition to the pets and the equestrian that you brought up is travel, the travel experiences, travel arrangement, travel itinerary, finding, I'm tying this into the pets, and sometimes these families are traveling with their pets. And if they're going to their second or third home, then it's set up as such. But if they're going to different resorts or different destinations, there are so many now that are pet friendly. There are so many places that you can bring your pets have all the accommodations, just where we're at now with that in society.
Absolutely.
The whole travel concept, even you could switch this to traveling with an infant or traveling with a toddler or traveling with a tween or a teen, all these eccentric and available options to provide comfort and enjoyment for the entire family, everyone that's going on the trip. And these family assistants love doing the research. These are researchers to a point. These are researchers that love spending hours researching and finding the perfect destination, the perfect restaurant, the perfect activity. It's almost like a built-in travel agent
right.
as well.
Yeah, it really is. And also, we have so many clients that have complex smart home systems. So that would be a requirement as well. They tell us that we really want a candidate that understands and has worked in smart homes so they can make sure the thermostat is at the correct level when they get to their home. They can do this all remotely. They can have all the lighting to where they want it to be when they get to their other home. It's coordinating all of that. And so we'll get that request as well. So yeah, this is more on like the family assistant or the household manager. But then even with housekeepers, clients will say, we want a housekeeper that is very familiar with green cleaning and all the different types of cleaning supplies. Like nobody wants to use bleach anymore. And, you know, all of the ways that they can keep the home clean, but in a very safe and sustainable way. It is interesting how over time the requests of clients have changed and it's just so much more personalized. I think it's because of technology and everything that is out there and available. I'm the same way within my home too. Even with the chefs, what are most clients asking, Andrea? What do they want from chefs?
Oh, they want them to source from local farms. They want them to be organic. They want the
They want them relationships with the farms.
Yes, absolutely. It's much less in the larger markets and more specific to the farms, the smaller markets. Even some have their own garden at their home that the gardeners help with the herbs and what have you, and they bring them in from field to fork sort of situation. I was thinking about the technology integration also and the evolution there, how that is a skill set that so many candidates are exploring these days and come to us so much more tech savvy. And they love transferring their tech skills to our C-suite tech executive clients that are way above and beyond the smart home. But this goes into everything they do, right? Into the vehicles, the smart vehicles that are out there, and into everything that goes with that. So it's really nice that we can see that on the CVs or on the profiles and align that with our clients' needs on the tech side there. And I think it's going to continue to evolve. As you know, we talked a little bit about where it's really going with so much of the AI and the robotics. and nothing is permanent except change. It's going to continue changing. And I think I shared with you that a couple months ago, I was at a restaurant not far from my residence, and I was having a lovely dinner with a friend, and something went by that was not human. And I looked and I, oh my, this restaurant has a robot server. And it was just really unique and nice to see.
Right.
It's coming. And there was a kind of a 50-50 ratio of the human servers and the robotic, but it was,
right,
it was eye-opening. It's in homes and coming to homes and wherever AI is going with everything else. So
will we be interviewing the robots? George Jetson?
Yeah. I tried to interview that one at the restaurant.
Well, I mean, do you remember that cartoon, The Jetsons?
I do.
Their housekeeper was a robot.
I do remember that. And I'm not a TV watcher, but that one I recall. Wow.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Yeah. The evolution is, it's always fun to talk about evolution, future trends, and where we're going. I think
it is
another important feature here would be communication and how the communication between principal or let's say chief of staff, director of residence or estate manager is with the candidates. I think that people are communicating better and not just due to technology, but I think that they're realizing for that retention and sustainability that I like to tell potential clients that we have a reputation. Staffing at Tiffany's has a reputation for retention and sustainability. Our average candidate is not looking for a short-term role. Right. And so I think that what's keeping them in place, there's several factors. That's a whole nother podcast. But one of them is the communication that's happening, the effective communication between the principal, the chief of staff, the director of residence, and the rest of the staff. And that's evolving in a real positive direction that I'm happy to see.
Well, even with the regular check-ins and the meetings, that can all be done via Zoom or FaceTime. Mm-hmm. So that just in itself, years ago, it was just everybody would get on an email thread. Right. But that's changing too, which is so helpful. And of course, still the texting, definitely because of the virtual, has changed things dramatically.
The other thing is the training and the skill development that's being included into some offer letters now. I'm seeing clients add X amount for furthering education, whatever that course is. If it's a chef, if in the chef world, it might be something in the culinary area. Mm-hmm. If it's in a housekeeper world, it might be something about eco-friendly products. I don't know, but these stipends are coming to further training education. Even though these are well-trained, top-tier professional candidates, we can always benefit from learning something new.
Yes, so we are seeing more
nice
of that.
Yeah,
which is good.
Nice to see.
It is. And of course, client confidentiality. I mean, these jobs are very personalized, household services, and tons of staff years ago might have not had to sign a non-disclosure because they didn't necessarily have their work at home. So they're running full companies and businesses from home. So staff is privy to a lot of information. So we're seeing the confidentiality clauses changing up a little bit based on what is going on in the home. That has changed, but it's just really based on client lifestyle and habits. And then we talk with clients and we really just try to find the best candidates for them based upon what their particular needs are. And it's different with every client. That's why these names, I think, are changing over the years too, because it's matching really what they need. Because like you said before, with the fur babies, we see, you know, they're like children to a lot of these clients. And so we would sometimes put family assistant / pet sitter because they're traveling and they need someone to stay at the home. And we really need to find a candidate that loves animals. So we try to kind of stay away from that hybrid role talk. Essentially, candidates just need to be multi-talented today. They really
and
do.
They are.
And they are.
I think it's so interesting that the history of household staffing can be traced back for hundreds of years, and it's just as relevant in this day and age. And even though the concept has changed a little bit, we are now dealing with a truly global marketplace.
Yes.
And one thing that's, I think is nice is that we can help leverage the knowledge base of industry professionals.
That is true. That is true. And when you say global, I mean, it's true.
Yep.
We work with clients that live in the United States. They live out of the country as well. And they want candidates that are savvy and privy to not just how things work in the United States, how things work in other countries, depending on, you know, where their home is. So it's very, very tailored. And we just thought that this would be worthy of a podcast for sure, because as candidates are doing their resume, I would say as president and CEO of Staffing at Tiffany's and doing this for 26 years, candidates really need to get savvy with their resume and they need to really put all of their skill sets mm-hmm. because something may pop out for a client or for us to see. Like if we have a client that calls and says, you know, I have a really unique request, but I'm looking for somebody that X, Y, and Z. We can remember to say, oh, you know what? This candidate might be a really great fit because they were bold enough to put into their resume, you know, something that was kind of out of the box, but yet would be great for somebody else. And that's important to do.
Yeah, it's very helpful.
It is. Well, I think that this was a great podcast that we covered a lot of information on the evolution of household staffing. And we thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Staffing at Tiffany's Experience. Please share our podcast and stay tuned for more episodes. Visit us at staffingattiffanys.com.